Alberta just wrapped up celebrating National Forest Week after dealing with a record-breaking wildfire season, which saw many communities temporarily evacuate and left most of the province under a blanket of smoke for many days. Todd Lowen, the Minister of Forestry and Parks, spoke in a press conference about the week and their commitment to Alberta's forests.
We are committed to a responsible and sustainable forest management strategy, and harvesting our forest is one of the ways that we protect our forests and communities from catastrophic wildfire. That ensures that current and future generations of Albertans are able to experience all the benefits of our forested lands provide.
When it comes to the future, Lowen says it's hard to predict what next year will look like, both with wildfires and smoky conditions.
We'll have to see how things go with the weather in the future. Obviously, we had a really bad fire season this year. When we have these situations with wildfires to the extent that we've had this year, then we expect that there's going to be smoke. With the smoke we have now from BC and from the Northwest Territories, of course, depends on which way the wind's blowing. But again, I think we can expect that if we have bad fire seasons like this, that we're going to have bad smoke.
During the week, Birdie the Beaver, Alberta Wildfire's mascot, celebrated his 65th birthday. Lowen says that Birdie has always been a valued member of Alberta Wildfire and will continue to be in the future.
Birdie has been a valued member of the wildfire prevention team since 1958, when he was hand-drawn and gifted to us by Walt Disney himself as a thank you for allowing Disney to film wildlife documentaries in the Kananaskis region. We are celebrating Birdie's 65th birthday. Throughout Birdie's years of service, he has marched in countless community parades, visited hundreds of schools, and has been hugged and high-fived by tens of thousands of children and adults. And even though Birdie has reached an age where many would consider retiring, he is not even close to hanging up his hat. And it is fitting that Birdie's birthday celebration falls during National Forest Week. I can't imagine a better time to recognize the important legacy of one of our province's longest-serving wildfire prevention officers.
For Windspeaker Radio Network, I'm Ryan Hunt.